This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The State Fair has begun in Springfield and the exhibitors have been showing their livestock for the past week. One local exhibitor made her hometown proud this past weekend when she brought home Supreme Champion Heifer. That lucky and determined exhibitor was none other than Jamie Moore, a native of Pisaw. I spoke with Jamie about her exciting weekend and her love for showing cattle.
Well, my family and I, we're from Pisaw, Illinois. I'm in the Jersey County 4-H. When I just first started showing, I would never dream of even have good cattle at all. We started with Nubian goats at the county fair, and now here we are with just a heifer that won Supreme at State Fair.
Winning Supreme Champion Heifer at the State Fair is a dream come true for you. Can you tell us a little bit about all the work that went into getting you to where you are now?
Yeah, a lot of early mornings and late nights for sure. There's a lot of self-discipline and dedication. I mean, it's every single day. You can't skip a day, really. And, it's just a lot. I got a lot of help from my sister, Ashley. Couldn't have done it without her.
And did you ever think you'd be bringing home that trophy when you started showing all those years ago?
No, not at all. It's really unbelievable that, like, a little family like mine could win that. It's a very humble feeling.
And you've been talking a little bit about your family, especially your sister Ashley. Cattle showing is a family affair for you. Can you tell us all about how your family has helped you get to this point in your show career?
Yeah, I remember at an early age, my dad asking me and Ashley what kind of cattle we wanted. And Ashley's answer was Charley, and I answered a good one. And he still gets a kick out of that to this day. But that man does a lot for us and goes to a lot of long stints to be able to support us. I cannot say it enough that my father is the most selfless man I know. And he sets aside harvest a couple days in the fall and will always like go find our calves at sales and stuff. And couldn't do it without my family, for sure.
And what's the most rewarding part for you when it comes to showing cattle?
It's just all those days that you put in, all that work, and it's just really rewarding that, like, someone tells you that you did a good job, and, like, they can tell you worked hard. That just means a lot to me.
And if there are any young listeners out there who may be wanting to show cattle themselves, what's your best advice for them?
I'd say the hard work will pay off, and the harder you work for something, the greater you feel when you achieve it.
And who would you like to thank for helping you to accomplish this goal of winning Supreme Champion Heifer at the 2018 State Fair?
I'd like to thank my family, Josh Elder, Garrett Meisner, and Tommy Wilson, anyone who has given me advice, how to show, just everyone involved in my life, really. I can't thank them enough.
Congratulations to Jamie and her family on this amazing accomplishment. The farm show will return after these messages. In national news, a poll by Farm Futures shows support to Donald Trump from farmers is slipping. The survey found that 60% of farmers would vote for the president if the election were held today. That's down from the 75% support level Trump received from growers in the 2016 election. Meanwhile, 24% said they would not vote for re-election, and 17% were unsure. 78% of those who voted for the president in 2016 said they would still vote for him today. Trade policy appears to be the biggest sticking point as farmers and ranchers have applauded much of Trump's policy moves. 86% of those surveyed said Trump's move to reduce regulation is good for their farm. Even 42% of Clinton voters backed the president on that effort. However, just 8% of farmers support Trump's claim that trade wars are good and easy to win. Farm Futures surveyed 924 growers from July 20th to August 2nd. Farmers were invited by email to fill out an online questionnaire. In local events, the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has a cover crop field day on August 16th. The field day will have many industry speakers along with some demonstrations. There will be a lunch served as well, and it is asked that if you would like lunch, that you RSVP by August 6th. You can RSVP by calling 217-532-3361. Come on out for the first annual Chesterfield Car and Truck Show on August 18th. Registration will begin at 8 a.m. Awards and raffles will be announced at 3 p.m. and the Chesterfield Community Center will be serving fish sandwiches, hot dogs, water, and soft drinks from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can vote for your favorite truck by using pennies. All proceeds will go to the Macoupin County Center for the Developmentally Disabled. The Tri-County Antique Club will be hosting their Olden Days celebration on August 25th and 26th. The Olden Days will be held in Dow, Illinois at address 23946 State Highway 3, Dow, Illinois. The show begins at 7 a.m. on Saturday with activities running throughout the day till 6 p.m. On Saturday, visitors can expect to see the threshing and sawmill that will open at 10 a.m., the tractor pull at 12 p.m., the pedal tractor pull at 1 p.m., and the parade of power at 2 p.m. Live entertainment for the day is Matt Toll and Friends from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Back in the Saddle from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, the show once again opens at 7 a.m. and runs through 4 p.m. The day starts with Country Church at 9 a.m., Threshing and Sawmill open at 10 a.m., Car Show at 11 a.m., Pedal Tractor Pool at 12 p.m., Garden Tractor Pool at 1 p.m., Plowing Demonstration at 1 p.m., and the Parade of Power at 2 p.m. The live entertainment for Sunday is Fireproof from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., and the Gibson Girls from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $5 per day, per person, and kids under 12 are free. There are also vendors every day and many activities for the kids. Be sure to come on out and experience agriculture as it once was. The Farm Progress Show is being held in Boone, Iowa this year on August 28th through the 30th. This is the largest outdoor farm show, and there are countless exhibitors that all have to do with agriculture. That's all the time we have on your afternoon farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.